The dream is real.
Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the safest place on earth. I call it Love Land. And I don't know if you just, yeah, child, these two right here are my favorite humans. Like, actually, you know what I mean? And they say the most outlandish shit before the show starts. And then the show starts and you get hymns from Sugar. You get hymns from Sugar. And you get the preacher teacher smile from goddamn Kendrick. How y'all doing, dude?
We're doing amazing.
Yeah, I love y'all in real life. Well, I want y'all to start those round of applause because we have two superhuman people joining us today. That's right. They happen to be women, and black women will save the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, put those hands together for Dr. Cheryl Ray Reed.
Hey, y'all.
How you doing, beautiful? How y'all keep those round of applause going? Yes, they call her Kansas City's finest. She had on a white beater before we started, but she had to put on some clothes. Ladies and gentlemen, say what's up to the beautiful Kendra Taylor. Yeah, what's up, twin? Wait, how you been? I love our prelim conversations. They do amazing things for my spirit, and they do amazing things to begin our episodes. So thank you. Again, another round of applause for them beautiful humans. I love them in real life. But episode 77, y'all, is a doozy. Yeah, people love dear white people. They thought we wouldn't go to town on white people. They thought we were talking about the white man. They thought we was just gonna be just super blatantly ignorant in talking about white people in the most dysfunctional way. But no, we did not do that. We had a cry for help. We need the white people on the right side of history's help. Just like we need our communities to be fortified and strong like never before. So episode 77 is entitled, Dear Black People, in little parentheses, the irony. Cause baby, It is the irony for me. Oh, all this empowerment, all this DEI. Now y'all terrified that DEI is going away, child. We ain't never had it. Let's just go there. And then you just upset when people keep just doing shit to take us back 400 steps. Fuck 400 years, 400 steps. Kanye West and Sean P. Diddy Combs alone. Hello, superhero status. Have taken us further back than a lot of things. But I want to start the conversation off by telling y'all this. We are all works in progress, okay?
All right.
And the things that are being said on today's show are not just about y'all, it's about us too. And these are things we all need to do. Bars, you like that, huh? 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 Blow the whistle. So black people, I want to start off with a passage from Acts of Faith by Ayanla Van Zant. It goes like this. People of color must stop blaming everyone else for their current condition in the world. We cannot forget our history. We cannot forget the past. We know there are forces that oppose us, but because they oppose us does not mean they have won. We must stop believing in what has been said to and about us. We must take full responsibility for how and what we are. Many people of color are afraid to look at the lessons we must learn from the past. If we do not learn the lessons, we will continue to repeat the class. We have a reason to be angry. We have a reason to be afraid, but there is absolutely no reason for us to remain where we are. When we want to rise, we will. When we are ready to grow, we can. The only thing holding us in place right now are the things we do not do. If I continue to blame them for where I've been, I can only blame me for where I go. That is the amazing Ayanna Van Zant. We're going to give her a round of applause, child, because that's the way we're going to start the information given today. Pass the collection plate. All right. That was a doozy, and it is in line with the thinking for episode 77, Dear Black People, the irony, because for generations, y'all, we've built America. For over 600 years, we've built America. We started coming here almost 600 years ago from the motherland. We have lived in inhumane conditions. We have met, you know, evil at its greatest power. We have seen some atrocious things, but this is our home. And I want to say that because we keep talking about going back to Africa. This ain't where we from. 600 years of somebody occupying a land, a country, ain't your home? 600 years, almost 600 years, since the first black person came to this continent and that ain't worth fighting for. We continuously are talking about going back somewhere. You want to go back somewhere? Guess what you're going to find when you go back to Africa, y'all? Colonialism. The same ideologies America was built on. But yet you have footing here in America. But yet you have an identity here in America, although we continuously are fucking with that visual. Hello? Don't let that go over your head. You have identity here. You are accepted. There are more millionaires here than anywhere. Black millionaires than anywhere in the world. I don't know what you're talking about when you talk about that this is not the land of opportunity. The only misconception is that this is the home of the free, because the problem is we are technically free, but you keep doing shit that will guarantee your freedom be taken. You disrespect yourselves. First and foremost, we continuously disrespect ourselves. We continuously perpetuate the things that we are becoming. Ain't nobody telling us to rap about this shit. Ain't nobody telling us to make memes out of our superheroes. Huh? Make memes? Continue to degrade, destroy, and dismantle our superheroes. If I mention anyone's name ever, it has a meaning or reason. That is accountability. That is not to degrade them to a minuscule nothing. It is for a reason. If I've ever mentioned anybody, it's because I went through it, and I'm telling you to not put so much onus in other people to have that power over you.
Ooh, you preaching?
Yes.
You preaching?
Yes.
But we continue to do that. We want to go back where? Where do you want to go back to? 600 years of your people, almost 600 years of your people being here? You can't even go back to 1964 and honor the Civil Rights Bill. The motherfuckers died and bled literally flow for you to be able to vote, and it don't matter. If you just thought about what they did to get that fucking thing passed, you would vote. It is not even a question. I got goosebumps right now.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel about that? Because we are continuously being hypocrites.
Okay, at the beginning of the show, you said something about accountability. And this is what we have been preaching and talking about the entire time that this podcast has been in fruition. Like, this is what we preach. This is what we push. This is what we want to perpetuate. We don't want to perpetuate ignorance.
Facts.
So when people just choose not to be accountable, it is absolutely like a slap in the face to the people that worked hard and fought for our equality.
Yes.
Right? We know, and it is very clear, that we are fighting an uphill battle. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
But that's reality. That's not something that we need to keep using as an excuse.
Facts.
Because if you know, excuses are tools of incompetence. And if you know, you know, you can finish the rest. We don't to use excuses.
We need
to do whatever we need to do in order to get where we need to go. I worked for somebody when I worked at the Kentucky State University. And one of the things that
Hello.
And one of the things that he used to always say to us is, get out of your own way. And the second thing that he used to say to us is, we have to make our own headline. You don't have to sit back and let somebody else make your headline.
Hello?
You make your headlines and then you do what you gotta do.
Child, listen, and then round of applause. So you just make my heart beat fast. Shit. But the problem is too, y'all, the irony, dear black people, the irony is y'all really could go outside right now and make the best and most of your day. Ain't nobody running up in your house taking your, you know, over in China, they can run in your house, take you out your house with no explanation, warrant, or except. You saw what they did during the pandemic. Now we talking about a health crisis. They were putting people in in buildings together, child, taking you out your shit if you didn't do what they said. And they've done more egregious things in Russia and China and other dictatorships. They've done things where you have no civil rights, but voting don't matter. Child, and then again, and to Sugar's point, and I want to know what you think, Kendra, we have been talking about this shit relentlessly. And I'm so proud of us, because it's hard to regurgitate things that you have the answers for. It's hard for me. And I know it's hard for y'all, because you have the answer for, but yet we still need to give our people the information, because some people just don't grasp on as quickly. Some people just don't have that gene of understanding. Some people will fight the system for sake of fighting the system for no motherfucking reason. And you bitches need to die. I'm just playing. But it's like, no, but no, it's no, I don't mean that. We need to get clarity. And it's the problem. That was funny. but it's frustrating because to get clarity, you must first have understanding. And Kendra, we're trying not to understand at this point.
Yeah, it's the problem of people would rather play victim Ooh. Than be accountable for their own actions. And that's Ooh. Where we are as a society, because the victim is the one that they want the attention and they want the sympathy from others when they cause the reaction.
Oh my God.
So people will understand, and the whole concept would change once people start taking accountability for their own action. The other person involved will have a different reaction to what's taking place.
Yes.
So when the people, the victims, start victimizing themselves.
I love it. Right? Throw some confetti on that motherfucker.
The person that's reacting, all the other people can see is their reaction.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it just starts something else. So people just start taking accountability and see how things were progressed from there, because you will get a different reaction.
Just round of applause. Listen, an accountability thing offers you an opportunity to start over. Yeah. Listen, I gotta bust my gun. I'm sorry, and I mean this in the most prophetic in amazing way. If you take account, you can start over. You can start over. You can start over to rebuild, to fortify, to pour into. It's not a thing of, it's the thing of you holding on to the bullshit. You know, whether you think you was wrong or not, it caused something wrong in your relationship. It caused something wrong in your life. And why can't you do, and trust me, big shout out to Talk Your Shit Tiff. I went on her live yesterday with the woman. They were talking about the title was Why Are You Mad? And I got on there and I just started spiraling, y'all. I don't know what they did. They put the battery pack in my back. But I was talking about how, like, yeah, us black men, we were taught all the wrong shit. Think about what I'm saying. Follow me. We were taught to be misogynistic. That was a way of life. That wasn't even an option. You gotta have, and now mind you, we are doing amazing things to break generational curses, because our uncle and them and them people that was on the block had whole families two blocks down the street, had old lives. You grew up, I didn't know I had a sister till I was in my fucking late 30s. It hurt I had a brother. If you're out there, holler at me. But the point I'm trying to make is our generation's gotten better, but we still grew up on the bullshit. Pimping and having multiple this, and you gotta be a player, because if you and you gotta fight, because if you don't use your fist, they will take it. I mean, black men, I feel sorry for us, but then we have had enough examples of how to get out of our own motherfucking way, not even just get out of the way, but secure a bag in the process. But we still holding on to the bullshit. That's why I'm going at music so hard. That's why I'm going at the coach. That's why I'm offering holding people responsible. I'm not saying bury nobody, not even Sexy Red, which, by the way, I went on Glorilla before for trying to be not herself. Mind you, I think Glorilla might be one of the best in her genre. And I'm just saying, because, yeah, Glow be had me in my feelings.
Yeah, Glow was dumping little pussy and hoe with some shell toes.
Yeah, Glow be had me. But as soon as she started rapping, it turned me right back off. Yeah, Glow, I'm with you, baby. Get everything you came for. And then she'd be like, the pussy popping and pooping and pat. Bitch, I'm sorry, woman. I mean, miss. Sorry. See, it's taking me out of character. But the point I'm trying to make, y'all feel what I'm saying though. We be having these moments of clarity, and I want to support everybody. Glow, I've put your song on it. This to be the second time that I've played that song on this podcast. The hook is amazing. The verses are trash, because what you saying is perpetuating the bullshit some more. It goes back, I'm holding on to Jeezy and Rick Ross for dear life, child. I'm holding on to early Jay-Z for dear life. But guess what? Jay-Z is the example of how you change it up. And that leads me to my next topic. The thing that's going on with Puff, and y'all better leave Jay-Z and Beyonce out of this shit. Black folk, you better protect him with your life. You better listen to what I'm telling you. Let's break it down, y'all. Let's break it down. Look at the downfall of Sean Puff Daddy Combs. I mean, his case will be in colleges and universities. Mark my words. And I do agree. As soon as he mentioned Diageo, it went to hell in a handbasket. I'm saying this because I've seen some egregious things along the journey. And I know of people being paid, you know, for said actions, right? But when you look at the thing, we got so many people on social media trying to blame everybody but Puff. Yeah. They trying to put everything on, and I agree. Listen, there is a system, child, and there are some people, and we're going to get into some more things about that in episode 77, Dear Black People, the Irony, but we got to look at what he did. He didn't pay that woman no millions for nothing. Hello? I'm talking about Cassie. Now, the problem I do have is, and it almost seems weird trying to protect him because I do not like him as a person, but when I look at all these memes, the AI, the video that's supposed to be Stevie J when the porn star came out and said it was him, you're hearing a tape of him and supposedly Meek Mill going at it, it's like, we don't know. It's just the things that people create that make me be like, dog, you are trying to motherfucking destroy his lineage. There's no way in hell I want any of them kids to be affected by his actions. Do I want everybody to be held responsible for their actions? Absolutely. If somebody was hurt and their life has changed and they're dysfunctional and can't fucking move on and need some help, get them the help. When you talk about burning somebody, you had them kids in handcuffs. And I'm talking to somebody. You had them kids in handcuffs. I don't know what responsibility them kids have. Then I saw a picture that was even more disturbing where he took his baby girls out and they smiling with the proper paparazzi. I'm like, there's nothing to be smiling about right now. I'm confused, y'all. And this shit got me even more confused because now, like I said, they trying to bring Jay into it. Protect Jay-Z and Beyonce at all costs. You ain't not, they are saying things that have been out for years, decades. And not proven to be true. Because if it was proven to be true, them homeland motherfuckers and everybody else been came for Jay. So y'all putting this shit on back in the fucking ecosystem where lies can perpetuate truth, but yeah, you don't understand how you helping fuck up your own community? I hate you motherfuckers. I hate you. I can show grace and forgive you eventually, but right now I hate you. Because it does nothing for us. How do y'all feel about that? Because this internet is the devil.
It is. And I feel, this is how I feel on every case when certain things come out. I feel like being the judge and the jury before all the facts are at hand, so we can really make a reasonable decision, is really lethal to that person. You're assassinating their character. I'm not saying he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Because I don't know him. I only know what I've heard. I didn't read the whole lawsuit or anything that's in the documents that came out. So I can't have an opinion on it. It doesn't look good, but I really would wish that people let the system come out the way that it needs to come out. Because everybody wants to come and talk after something has happened. Where were you when it was happening? That was your chance to come forth and actually say something then. So I don't agree with the process of how they convict people via internet.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And Sugar, I know you got something to say, but I just got to say this because you're right, Coco Kendra, Casey Ann. You literally are like, they're talking about this man's sexuality more than they talking about anything else. What does his sexuality have to do with it? At the end of the day, because all the memes you seeing is more hate against a whole community of people. It's more hate. So when you think about it, it's like, what? How are we tearing down an entire group of people in the process of someone else's shortcoming? Like, dear Black people, we are the kings and queens of that. I'm sorry, Shook, I know you have something to add there.
We have so much power, but if we do not point our power in the right direction, that's when all of this degradation happens.
Amen.
That's when all of this, you know, crabs in a barrel mentality continuously happens and perpetually happens. it generationally continues to happen. It does not have to, because when people want to know what to do, they look to us.
Yeah.
But we're not given the right example. And it really bothers me that people get behind their keyboard
yeah.
and on their phone
and go and crazy.
Say so many things to a, mm-hmm. you would never say that to my face.
Oh, hold on. Did you smack your hand like you smacked somebody? I see shit. I felt that shit.
I know. It was a little spicy. But you would never say that to these people's faces. In fact, you don't have access to them. So you saying all of this stuff.
Right.
Acting like you have all of the answers. Have you paid your electric bill?
Talk to me nice. Talk to
me. I don't understand. I really don't understand that people get in comments saying the things that they say. I understand that you know, this is a free country.
Yeah.
You have free speech, whatever. But that doesn't mean you have to say whatever you think is going to get you clicks and likes, because it's not paying a single bill.
And the problem I have with that.
You just really got to think these people are human beings regardless of what choices they make.
Facts.
Now, you can hate the thing and not hate the person.
Yeah.
You can hate the thing and not hate the person.
Well, I can't separate R. Kelly and the music. I'm trying because I really miss I Wish. I wish that I could hold you now. Oh, I wish that I could touch you now.
I understand, but what I'm saying is you can really hate what a person has done and the choices that they have made generationally, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not about tearing a person down. Their children may see that, like you said.
No, listen.
That is ridiculous.
Listen, and as much as I tell my truth and my story, and whoever's a part of that might get mentioned, I'm not tearing that man down so that it affects his family. I just wish Christian a happy birthday yesterday. Like, this is not even a thing of that. And that's why, like, I think when people hear me, they be like, damn, that motherfucker be keeping it too real. Like, you know what I'm saying? He can say his piece and he can also support, because right now he needs support. Where all them motherfuckers at? Please tell me. I'm not supporting things that I don't agree with, and I don't agree with the majority of things he does. But where his friends at? Where the motherfuckers that had all them deals? Where the motherfuckers that, you know, used his iconic status? Where are they? They are not to be found. They not only got what they wanted, but that shows where we are as a people. And mind you, I guarantee they didn't experience nothing egregious like I experienced, as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, keeping you from your full potential in business, or, you know, keeping you at a certain thing because they know that you could be here, but they don't want to tell you your superpower. They want to keep you. Like, that's the shit I experienced. I experienced a dictator in business. Absolutely. But you motherfuckers didn't experience that. You got paid. You was in all the videos. You was at Star Island. You was doing all the things at the White House in LA. You was flying on the jet. And y'all ain't talking about how good this man was to y'all. Because regardless of his indiscretions, and we talking about anybody's preference sexually, it could be whatever the fuck they want it to be. So even though y'all had the best of the best from this man, y'all ain't standing up for him. Y'all some shit. Y'all the reason, and see, this is to your point, Sugar. That's why when I show up, everybody get in line. You all know I'm a truth teller and truth speaker, and I'm with the shits. I got the moves, and I'm with the shits. None of you saying nothing, because I come in love. I come with peace. I come to, you know, to perpetuate this essence of amazingness that I do. You can ask Tiffany. This weekend, I made her ass go out. Everywhere we went, everybody's in order. It's in order. And then, matter of fact, why ain't you on stage? Why is you not just the conductor of the vibes? Because they know. But I have this podcast now where I am speaking truth to power. That is my only fucking concern going forward. Because people lie. You motherfuckers is liars. And when truth tellers come around, liars get in fucking check. You hear me? You feeling it? You feeling your spirit? It's Tiffany about to break.
Man.
No, but it's...
Because when the thing is, they don't want to be around you because they can't keep up the lie. Because the thing is, especially when you know the truth, the people will... If you got a problem with somebody,
yeah,
you have access to that person to check them or have a conversation about whatever the problem is, but you know you lying?
Yeah.
You are silent.
Listen.
Like, what is the deal? You ain't got no problem if you're not talking to me.
Listen.
You know where I live. You know how to access me. You know how to call my phone. You got my number. Stop playing in my face.
Yeah.
That is the problem with people. You act like you got access to somebody and you really don't. You act like you got a problem and you don't even know me for real.
And you're too old to be acting like that.
If we don't have a problem, you ain't got a problem.
And you're too old to be acting like that. If you go through life and the consistency from people to you has been weird energy, or you, it's something that goes on when you come, it's you. It ain't them. Mm. It's you.
Listen.
You don't have no skin in the game. You about to throw some shit. You have no skin in the game. It's you. And I think that people don't really realize that. Like, we deal with it, and I'm sure a lot of us in the nation have friends, I'm talking about grown ass friends our age, and then parents and loved ones that just some ignorant motherfuckers. They just don't know how to get right. And the thing about it is, you be trying to put it off on somebody like it ain't you. We've been breaking fucking cycles. We've been breaking stereotypes. You, motherfucker, are the one living in that dysfunction that you call life.
1 in 8, that's how many people have worked at McDonald's and where some have continued their career. Where graduates of McDonald's Career Online High School program are now role models leading the next generation. Where aunties, uncles, cousins, and communities learn skills they can use in every aspect of life.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
TKBS Nation. Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 micro grants. We get to find out what happens after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Palana Lamagne from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplified their movements, and or propelled them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com. or wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode of The Kenny Burns Show is brought to you by Mickey D's. The realest conversations always happen in the Mickey D's booth. Oh, baby, I want extra pickles. Yeah, that's right, extra pickles. And then give me a chocolate milkshake and add some vanilla and strawberry. All the best nights out in with a bite from Mickey D's. Jessica, I can't feel my face. Please, let's go by McDonald's. A full car ordering in the Mickey D's drive-thru is just the right amount of chaos. Excuse me, I said I wanted the quarter pound of cheese.
You said filet of fish.
I'm telling you right now what I want. A full car of
what you want
in the Mickey D's drive-thru is just the right amount of chaos.
What you want, Kenny?
I want a Big Mac meal, 10-piece nuggets, and 2 milkshakes.
He wants a Big
Mac. And a filet of fish.
Boy, what you want?
Mickey D's is the affordable answer to taking the whole family to dinner. Everyone's got their own Mickey D's moments. Go on and make more delicious memories today. I know, Kendra, you have something.
I can't say shit. Y'all got me in my feelings. I'm like, the podcast is right
now. Right?
This is out. Listen, yeah. Like, both of you guys have been saying everything because it's all true. Like, people come up with these misconceptions of who you are and what they think, but it's all grained in jealousy.
Yeah.
They see something in you that they want, and it becomes you, they become your enemy, and you don't even fucking know it. It's like, I didn't know we were here. But we here, and then they perpetuate the lie to other individuals trying to paint a picture that's not the listen.
Yeah, but you know what though, Kendra, and it's the majority, to Sugar's point, about how people show up on the internet. It's like you getting out all your wannabe superpowers out that you don't have, by the way. But because you are behind a keyboard,
538 followers, and you talking crazy.
And you're talking crazy, and you're perpetuating your bullshit where it honestly lives, grows, and feeds off of. That's the scary shit. That's why when I say burn it down, people have been hitting me, by the way. What you mean burn it down? Burn it the fuck down. We are the most creative people in the history of the world. We are the most formidable people in the world. Let's burn it down, rebuild the shit. Because guess what's happening, y'all? It's not under our control anymore. The internet has a mind of its own. As AI continues to grow, it's going to be a world of its own. And it's going to take the false narratives and make it the truth. And you can't do shit about it. I could show up on the internet and it don't be me. It could be a whole motherfucking computer generated moment and I could be saying whatever. That's why we got to create these pockets of truth where you can go get this authenticity. Go get the truth. Go get the real motherfucking information. Because guess what? We don't even have dialogue no more. It's a one fucking sentence mic drop if I've ever seen one, just so somebody could had a one up. Had them, I said it and I got them and they can't do shit about it. I could, man, listen. You're gonna have to run into these people one day. All you scary ass shit talking motherfuckers, you're gonna have to them one day in real life. And then what's gonna happen is you're gonna feel some sense of entitlement to show up with the way you presented yourself on social media and get your motherfucking ass drugged one way or the other. And it's not no violence or physicality. Look at Tiffany looking with the side eye through her two glasses. But the point I'm trying to make is that you gonna feel my presence. The beauty of life, y'all, and this is so from my heart. The beauty of life, and I always say it, they know how to act when I show up, but the beauty is I only come one way. I'm leading with love. If you get out of pocket, that love will turn into, I need to show you like your grandmama used to show you and your mama and them with them switches and them belts. Because that's where we at. And I wanna get into the village, y'all, because I think parenting is a lost art, y'all. And dear black people, the irony is we having these babies, but we not being parents. The irony is that we have broken so many generational cycles, the ones who bought into being parents, baby mama or fucking baby daddy. As long as it's functional and these people learning and growing, you doing your job. But the problem is you motherfuckers want to be the children. Oh yeah, you grown motherfuckers want to be the child. You want somebody to take care of your motherfucking ass. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. You ain't got no options when you supposed to. And I said supposed to, that's my word, I'm owning it. You supposed to be a grown up at a certain age. You supposed to pay your bills. You're supposed to be respectful in a relationship if somebody else is paying your motherfucking bills. You motherfuckers supposed to be, huh? But we got this village thing twisted too, and I'm coming right to you, sugar. We got the village thing fucked up too. You ain't worried about JoJo and them no more. Shirley acting a motherfucking plum fool and you ain't saying shit. We got the fucking game twisted. The problem is nobody's scared of nothing. So you got people shooting at police like it's okay. You got people going to school with guns, can't even communicate as we mentioned before, shooting before they can even talk. Fighting, pulling. You got people stomping on people's heads because they seen it in the movie. I don't give a fuck who, what generation. There was some kind of honor in fighting. And to be honest with you, the only time I ever seen real egregious shit first was in the movies or in music videos. That fair when, nigga, you got hit in your face. All right, my bad. I'm gonna go on and try this one day because that shit hurt. Like you wasn't trying to lose your life in a fair one. That's why it's called a fair one. You was trying to, okay, cool, I can't do that. But at least guess what? I know in every fight I've ever seen or been in my life, there was respect at the end of that fight, win or lose. That's a problem. Y'all fighting for the wrong shit. Y'all fighting for the opportunity to be heard when you ain't saying shit. Hello? You ain't saying a motherfucking thing, but you so thirsty to be here. You trying to talk over a motherfucker to actually saying something, but you want to be heard. Then you trying to show up in life as your unauthentic self and wonder why you keep getting peeled the fuck down, while you keep being exposed, because it's not you. It takes some real guts to tell the truth and then show up and keep telling the truth. It's easy to show up like a liar because most of you motherfuckers be lying to yourself, let alone everybody else. It's easy to wake up every day and live a lie, just like you motherfuckers on assistance. It's so easy to go get there, but guess what? It's motherfuckers that pay for that. And it's motherfuckers that might not have Social Security because you motherfuckers is egregiously going at that system. You so worried about a motherfucking representative that you thought was a representative, by the way, that gave you some imaginary money that wasn't no motherfucking money, because by the time you spent it on whatever shit you wasn't supposed to spend it on, we right back at square one. And you looking for another version of that. How you feel, Sugar? Talk to me. I know you over there boiling.
So, look, so whenever you just said you, people are taking advantage of the system. The system was not meant to live on. The system was meant to help you while you're down, and then you get off, and then you do what you need to do.
Yeah.
That, the problem that we have is people look at it like, it ain't my money.
Mm.
And that's why a lot of times black-owned businesses don't do well, because they be like, it ain't my store, it ain't my products, it's not my food,
right?
It ain't my this. But you have to realize that it all affects the bigger thing.
Facts.
You can't look at it from such a small mindset. And that's one of the reasons why we keep on being in this sin cycle of ignorance, because we do not care about each other
at all
in the way that we should. Before we started recording, my energy today was off. Do you hear me?
I know.
Off.
I know.
And you know why my energy was off? My energy is off because I am so I'm so big on making sure that everybody around me is good.
Yeah.
When people completely ignore the fact that what they do affects other folks, it pisses me off.
I know, that's right.
Like, why in the world do you not care enough to do what you need to do? Because what you don't do affects me. But anytime something is affecting other people, you know what you ought to do? You ought to get your stuff together. Because what is wrong?
Yeah.
It affects other people. You don't care.
Yeah.
You don't care. And that's, I was talking to Kendra about it yesterday. I was just like, I don't understand why people act like they don't care. She said, because they don't. I said, you know what, friend? You're right.
No, they don't.
They do not care.
At all. Unless it's at their doorstep and about to flood their motherfucking home and life, they going to just be like, But we can't be like that. And the reason why I keep doubling down on that is because we are at that age. We got to take care of some people soon, y'all. Our parents, you know, our kids ain't trying to leave, child. I don't know what the hell is going on. But the point is, though, but that is your responsibility to make sure that people good. They tried to put us out. Matter of fact, they ain't tried. We 18, we was out. When I left at 18, I have never been home. But that's what they were taught. They were taught, you gotta go get a job, go to college, do something, but you gotta get out of here. That's not the world we in no more, y'all. I talked about it once before. You can't ignore your kids and their feelings. They wake up compete and comparing every single day. Dear black people, they wake up compete and comparing every single day. We, as the mature adults, cultured, live some life, been here, pay some taxes. We wake up competing and comparing. But yet we can't show grace. We can't understand to our own. See, the problem is you motherfucker gonna have your mama and daddy in a state facility fucked up. That's a problem. We not supposed to do that. Dear black people, our parents, good, bad, or indifferent, did exactly what they could do and knew how to do. We are supposed to be better. And to be honest with you, if we didn't have those teachings for those of us who figured it out, we wouldn't be better. We'd be in the same vicious cycles. But we got some taking care to do. How y'all feel about that? Because I think the irony is we think, and I think this is a mentality across the board, especially with these youngins, that everybody just gonna be all right. It's just gonna magically motherfucking be all right. There's no work involved. There's no processing involved. There's no motherfucking planning for the future involved. It's just gonna be all right.
I would say that everybody now is so self-servant. Mm. Like, it's all about me.
Facts.
It's not about anyone else. That's why no one's working together. And then also, people are so money motivated that they're doing anything.
Facts.
And that's why I always say that those type of people that are motivated by money scare me, because if it's the money that's motivating you to do anything, you're willing to do anything. That means you're willing to go out here and sell drugs to mothers that you know have to go home and take care of their children.
Yeah.
You're willing to go out here and cheat, steal, and do whatever you need to do to get ahead, not realizing that it's affecting someone else. And like Sugar said, like, people don't take their job seriously. And those corner stores, those small businesses within the neighborhood, if you go in there stealing every day, what you think is going to happen?
Come on.
There's another grocery store that's 30 miles away, but the store that you could go to, you rather steal and run them out of business.
Yeah.
Even the employees stealing so much that they're running themselves out of a job.
Facts.
Now, people don't think about how it's affecting them. I'm glad you brought up that point, Sugar, because that's a major point. Just because you're scheming and scamming, there's someone that's affected by that. yeah. the line.
And listen, when the pandemic happened and then people was running up in them stores and doing, that's stealing. That is not, stealing is not, they're going to be all right. It's going to force them. No, it's not. They just going to continue looking at a bunch of ruthless, uncouth niggas. That's what it looked like. Fuck you mean, because it looked like that to me. I'm black. I'm telling you, you look like uncouth niggas. And that's the problem. We continuously, to y'all point, keep putting ourselves in the fucking driver's seats of our own demise. It is baffling to me. And the older I get, the more conscious I am. Absolutely. But I knew this shit young. Y'all trying to tell me y'all didn't feel when y'all were young, when y'all were doing some shit you knew you shouldn't be doing, that you didn't have spidey sense of telling your motherfucker. But guess what? You had to learn. And we gonna give you grace to learn. But when you are 50, when you are 40, when you are 35 and older, you have to know better. I'm sorry. It's too much information in the world right now. It's not enough for you to be like, I didn't know. Bitch, Google.
That is the absolute truth. We have every bit of information and knowledge at our fingertips. We, as a whole, as a society, black, white, everybody, we want to be victims.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that has become such a norm that I just be like, did you wake up trying to figure out what you wanted to be mad about today?
Yeah.
Because what is wrong? Like, why is that your go-to? Why is that your thing? Like, why is that your MO?
Every time.
That has nothing to do with anything. You really need to check yourself and do the work. It's so many people out here that just won't do the work. They got good hearts. Mm-hmm. But then you see them doing some stuff that you be like, I can't trust them. I can't trust it. Because why are you doing all of that? Yeah. It's something that you're lacking, like Kendra said. You jealous of something that somebody else has because of something that you're lacking within that you won't do the work to fix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you had a heart murmur, you would have to have surgery in order to close the hole in your heart in order for it to function right, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that you won't do the work to close the holes in the parts of your world, the parts of your life, the parts of your childhood that you don't feel good about? You might not even be able to identify it. But guess what? It's so many free therapy sessions that you could go to.
Shit, the Kenny Burns
show.
You
can even do it online. You ain't even got to go nowhere. You can do a virtual therapy session. Like, what is wrong that you don't want to do the work? And don't suggest that somebody go to therapy.
Mm.
Don't suggest, because you get deleted.
Yeah. Yeah, I you know what? And I want to say this, because I know I've kind of been, you know, me and therapy, as far as the reason they, you know, it's just a thing sometimes, but you are right. If you can't say something to yourself as an actionary item or challenge to yourself and accomplish that, you need help. You need help. And a lot of people got to think about what I just said. If you can write something down and you say you're going to do this and you do not do it, and I'm talking about things that affect you and your decision making, you need help. You do need help, but you also need to also identify people that can help you, man. Stop pointing to these motherfuckers that's just taking your money and not giving you nothing. Stop adoring these motherfuckers that look good on the surface but are rotten on the inside. You know the difference now, huh? You know the difference. But I want to say this, dear black people, the irony is we don't care anymore, y'all. And that is not serving for a functional community or society going forward. The irony is we just don't care. And that is a problem. And the reason I created this platform, even I was watching Tokyo-ish Tiff yesterday, I just love that she bring on people I ain't never even heard of in my life, and they be talking the same shit I'm talking about, or talking the same shit Tiff be talking about, or talking the same shit Kendra Sugar be talking. I be so in my feelings, because it's like I seen it, I'm gonna build it, they're gonna come, I swear to God. And anytime I get discouraged, anytime I be wondering why somebody got more this than that than TKBS, I just gotta be centered in what I'm doing and what's happening for me right now. This is a blessing. This is a blessing for other people outside of myself. And you just gotta believe in that. And sometimes I gotta be enough. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I gotta be enough. Cause y'all looking for these home runs that ain't coming. You can't swing, nigga. You don't have the ability. And you hello? Listen to what I'm saying. Y'all motherfuckers be trying shit you know you can't accomplish. Be holding yourself to it. You know you can't do the shit. You holding yourself to something you know can't happen. Guess what you're doing? You keeping the other blessings away from the motherfucking pot, child. You trying to cook this amazing dinner of blessings, and goddamn, you done pushed that little part. You ain't got no size today. Uh-huh. Because your motherfucker has to keep going and just, and you know, see, that's the problem. I'm sorry, should go ahead, baby. I got excited.
No. People, I just wanted to add this. People lie to themselves so much that they start to believe the lie.
Ooh, hold on.
My oldest sister, Susan, is the most level-headed person I have ever met in my life. Non-judgmental, level-headed, will give you the most sound advice you have ever gotten. And I'm like, sis, why is this, this, and this? She says, Cheryl, if they want to live there, let them. In other words, you ain't got to go over there. You ain't got to do that. You ain't got to live the life that they are living. You living in a fantasy world. You living in a world that you are lying about, that you have created. Baby, you don't even have a clue what is going on in the real world because you have created such a lie. Susan Ray Reed said, if they want to live there, let them. So that means, Cheryl Ray Reed, you got to back up, babe, and let them live in that little lie of a world that they have perpetuated and built. Baby, ain't no foundation.
Hello? Shit me. Kendra, you know, we about to wrap this thing up in a second.
Because at the end of the day, the day got to end.
You better, goddamn. We gonna make an album, I swear for God.
That's a new word.
No, listen.
I love it.
And I think, dear black people, the irony is we need to hold ourselves accountable. And as we get out of here, we need to have some real systems put in place to hold ourselves accountable. Number one, look in the mirror every day and tell yourself the truth. Because God damn it, I promise you, if you could just tell the truth, and I'm talking about situations, you know you shouldn't be buying X, Y, and Z because X, Y, and Z is due. You shouldn't be going this place because there you don't feel comfortable, but you feel you need to be there. That means you don't. That means you should not go. Ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, it's the fresh start to your day. It's the time to look in the mirror and say to yourself, what you want from your life, what you want from your day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're trying to be on some physical fitness outside in sundresses and not have all types of, and you want to be, there's a gym, there's an eating program. These are all things you have to hold yourself accountable for. Kendra was on a journey to be a fucking bodybuilder. Body is pa-pa-ta-ta-ta, you know what I'm talking about?
Hello?
And that's because she working. She didn't do that shit. Say something to her. She looks herself every day and holds herself accountable. So as we get up out of here, y'all, I want y'all to share a couple things that y'all think people should hold themselves accountable for as we move forward.
I just want everyone to be true to themselves.
Yeah.
Once you're true to yourself and hold yourself accountable, no matter how ugly the truth may be, because we all have missed, you know, steps that we have went through in life. That's
Amen.
A part of growth. Just be true to yourself. Like, living a lie, I just don't understand it. I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
No matter if I'm right or wrong, I'm going to be true to myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to know when I'm wrong. And if I accept that I'm wrong, but I'm still going to be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, that's me.
But, yeah, you're going to live with
know,
it.
You just, I'm going to live it, and I'm going to live with it. And it can't nobody pull my card.
Yeah.
Because I pulled my own car.
That's a beautiful
it is
feeling.
What it is.
Yeah.
I'm a grown woman. So, you know, just speak truth to yourself.
Speak truth to yourself. Please. Amen. Round of applause. I love that. Dr. Sugar.
When it comes to self-accountability, if you feel like you have done something, even if it's something that doesn't offend somebody else, address it.
Yeah.
I just literally had to do it yesterday. Because I got a little spicy with somebody that I care a whole lot about.
Yeah.
But even though they didn't take it that way, it wasn't really my character. So being accountable to yourself and knowing who you are at your core will chop you from doing stuff that's out of character. Because when I tell you, I almost didn't sleep because I just knew that that wasn't
yeah.
me. That wasn't my vibe. My emotions were too high and I said something that I shouldn't have said. I checked myself. They were fine. I still needed to make sure that they didn't feel disrespected by me.
Yeah.
And so it's like that kind of stuff, whether it affects somebody else immediately or not, if it affects you, that self-accountability
Oof.
Is the first thing you need to do. That self-accountability is the first thing. So don't lie to yourself, like Kendra said. Be true.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be honest with yourself. And sometimes you just got to check yourself and give yourself a little bit of, you know.
Grace.
I wasn't going to say that.
Okay.
You know what I was going to say?
What was you going
to
say?
Whoop yourself if you need to.
Whoop your motherfucking self. Shoot yourself in the pinky toe.
Like, you just got to be real.
Got to keep it real. One thou wow. And before we leave, y'all, I just want to say this to you. Don't live in the past, but address the past. Address the past. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going through this journey right now where I'm just, you know, I know I was lied to. I know I was taught the wrong shit. And it's really hard to overcome. It is really hard to overcome because those were all safe places where you could be ignorant and be dysfunctional and exist in a non-responsible way. And that's not life. What I've learned the most, that is not life. Life is what you leave when you're gone. Life is who you affected while you were here. That's life. And I was just telling Jessica, I'm so thankful for her parents. Obviously my mom too, but I'm so thankful for her parents because they were like inspiration for me on like how to take care of my family long term, not just the moments. I mean, I'm a gift giving motherfucker and giving is my love language, but at the same time, you gotta have something for your legacy here when you're gone. You know, and I want y'all to take that, eat that, digest that. You know what I'm talking about? Because we need that more than ever. Dear Black People, The Irony, episode 77 is a wrap. Don't forget to check out the after show with Tiffany Hamilton Burns. And child, when I tell you, she's going to have some, just get ready because she's been squirming in her seat the entire time we've been taping this episode. But her and Michael Angelo, my brother from another mother, it's 7:30. Oh, I see him doing this. It's 7:30. They have the after show at 7:30, so be sure to show up and show out. Get your opinions off. Talk yo ish. But yeah, we out of here. And Kendra, you know how to take us out of here, baby?
For Shoto.
For Shoto? The dream is real. Peace. The dream is real.